broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is Hour 2 at 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right. You're very welcome, sir. All kind of things going on. We talked about Don Lemon got all drunk on CNN Live. Crazy. We talked about Judicial Watch telling you how much Barack Obama spent on travel. $100 million in his administration. Agencies issued 18 regulations for every law passed by Congress. Absolutely out of control. We talked about Barack Hussein Obama publishes $7.4 billion in regulations in a single night. Trump can reverse the effects and the order of Barack on Russia. We talked about armed men robbing a Waffle House, and thank heavens, nicknamed Shorty, but her real name's Heather Stanley, drove the robbers off with her gun. Thank the heavens for that. She got fired, sad to say. Our prayers are with her and her family. That was hour one. Hour two. We got a couple of quick stories to cover, Kurt, and then I want to talk about some of our initiatives for this coming year, some of our New Year's resolutions, if you will, and I want to talk about some of the highlights of last year. So we'll do it all in seconds, but first, a couple of quick news stories for you. I guess this is one of the repercussions or the horrors of government school, Kurt. Is that how it is?
What are you talking about, Sam?
All right. Headline says school takes Christian kids.
Oh,
to pray
that's right.
At
yeah.
Mosque.
Now
Bob
I remember.
WND.com.
Yeah.
And I'm saying this
point.
Is one of the horrors of government school, right?
Well, yeah. And, you know, it looks like, as far as I can see, you know, this is at least, you know, they call it, it was reported originally in the London Express. And it says, a stunning video has been discovered showing mostly Christian children in the Netherlands being taken to a local mosque and taught to participate in Islamic prayer. So, I mean, just imagine if in America you cruised to, you know, some church and did that during government school time and, you know, had the kids praying, and boy, you had that on video. I mean, some heads would be rolling, I'm thinking. But anyway, the paper said the mosque, they tell you where it is. They say radical preachers from Pakistan have been there. The preachers include, and they tell you all the different names. Let's see. In the video, with boys and girls separated, the Christians are told to put their elbows on the ground. Video, apparently some months old, came to the attention of the parents when a Dutch lawmaker, guy's name they say, saw it and demanded that schools stop sponsoring politically correct activities. Refuse, is what he told parents. Refuse to allow your children to participate in such a way with our culture excursions. You are deciding not the school, he told parents. The parents object to school minimums. What that call for children to learn the main points about the religions, which play a big role in the multicultural Dutch society.
And here's the problem, Kurt. The parents are like, we demand you stop this. And, you know, people are demanding the curriculum be changed and all that kind of stuff. Now, here's my problem with this. Number one, if you put your kids in the government school, buddy, you relinquish control to let them do kind of what they want to do.
That's okay? Exactly right.
And if you don't like that, then don't relinquish control of your children to these thugs. Don't do it.
That's exactly right.
Now, if you want to teach your children yourself, great. If you say, I can't teach my children myself, then you want to hire somebody else to do it on your behalf, by all means, great, too.
Yep.
But I'm telling you right now, I have my kids in a private school, or I homeschool them, one of the two. And if I don't like the way that they're being taught or I don't like what's happening at the school, I will yank them out in about 2 seconds flat, Kurt.
Yeah, imagine that.
However, I love what my school does because they're private. They don't take any government money. And literally every rally, every assembly, every event that I go to, they say, listen, we'd love your donations and support. We don't receive any government money. And usually there's somebody in the crowd like me that just starts clapping and cheering at that, and then the whole crowd starts clapping. Because people understand what a blessing that is, because they don't control our curriculum, Kurt. We can talk about God openly and with reverence. And it's a blessing. Anyway, I just bring this up because, hey, parents, you know what? That's a problem. I agree. However, I will say this. It's good to know about different religions and know the general tenets of other religions and have an understanding of the culture around you and different cultures. I get it. But they went way too far when they demand, you know, people pray, when they force girls with their elbows on the ground. In other words, be subservient to the man or whatever. All I'm telling you is it's out of control, Kurt.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, just imagine if the tables were turned and what the outcry would be. I'll tell you what, people would be ticked off.
I hear that. And justly so, Kurt.
Well, you know, government school, first of all, we shouldn't have government school. But you know, when we do have government school, it shouldn't be promoting any particular religion. Now, it's hostile to God, and that's, you know, a long story of why that's all been. But, you know, it's just interesting that, hey, we can't even let, you know, a little kid pray in school or do, you know, maybe wear a shirt that says God loves me or something, but then you can take them to a mosque.
And then force them literally to pray there, too, by force, virtually, Kurt.
Yeah.
When it's just beyond imagination.
Part of the classwork.
Of course, I think we ought to be like Kurt Crosby and just everybody start taking Bibles to school personally.
Well, you know, I want to see the Supreme Court put all the people with a Bible that go in there, put them all in jail. I think that's just impossible. You know, put every teacher in jail, it's just not going to happen.
Well, and in my mind, you know, we need teachers to say support the Ten Commandments, not the, you know, Ten Commandments of God, not the 10 million commandments of government. You know,
yeah,
we could really solve this stuff pretty easily. Anyway, just another reason not to put your kids in the government school. Make a New Year's resolution for 2017 to yank them out, would you please?
Yeah.
All right.
There's a great idea.
By the way, 20 states are ringing in the new year, Kurt, with minimum wage increases, writes Ted Goodman. Now, you caught up on this,
Kurt? So 20 states are going to force people to pay more money to the people they hire, which, you know, what I want to know, Sam, is where do they get the authority?
Well, they don't have any. They're just government run amok.
That's right.
They're out of control. It's got to be stopped. But I'm telling you, it's just, you know. So they say the 20 states raising the minimum wage could include, let's see, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Florida, Maine, Missouri, Montana, New Jersey, Ohio, Oregon, South Dakota, Washington, D.C., and then they say Connecticut, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, New York, and Vermont. And some of those are repeated twice because I guess some of them raised the minimum wage through the ballot process, but some just did it in the individual states. In other words, not really by ballot access. And I'm not really happy with all this, Kurt. I mean, I think this is a big problem, personally.
I mean, people think that what it does is it encourages prosperity. Is that what it is? But the bottom line is it discourages prosperity. Anytime you force, these are the same guys who want to promote old pro-choice kind of idea. But anytime you force people to do something, that's anti-choice, isn't it, Sam?
Yes, without question.
Now,
critics, and I'm one of them, by the way, say, look, all this will do, Kurt, is change the way employees are hired. In other words, they'll just have people work less hours and or hire less employees and make the employees that are getting paid more money do more work, Kurt. Because remember, salaries always relate to how much work you think you can get out of somebody. The reason they put people on salaries a lot of times instead of hourly is because they say, look, if I put you on a salary, you know I'm paying you quite well, right? I'm going to expect you to work, you know, probably 50 hours a week or so. Even though that you can't do that in a way, that's what's being done often around the country. And so when they prop these wages up, they're going to expect more out of the employees, and it's really going to result in loss of jobs and reduced hours for folks. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
I smoke because it's a habit. It's very hard to quit. I've tried.
My wife smokes. It's not allowed in the home. It's not allowed around my children. I just know it isn't good.
My husband hates that I smoke, and I smoke outside.
It irritates her a little bit, but I think she sees and understands what I'm trying to get across to her, that it's not only bad to her, but it's bad to my three beautiful daughters and my two sons.
My dad gets upset with my mom because she smokes and he doesn't, and whenever my mom goes and smokes, she has to go smoke outside.
I don't think my mom should smoke because it's really bad for you and it could hurt you really bad.
I do think there is a correlation between parents and kids. The parent smokes, the kids think it's okay for them to smoke.
Sometimes all you need is a small reason to quit.
Yeah, I love my mom very much, but I still wish she'd stop smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Kurt, you probably remember this guy, I'm not sure. Do you remember Milo Yiannopoulos, or however you say his last name?
Yeah, yeah. I remember, he was back. Yiannopoulos, I think it is.
All right, Milo Yiannopoulos or whatever. You remember this guy, right?
Yes.
All right. So we met him at the Republican National Convention.
Right.
And, there's a lot of good about this guy, and there's a lot of bad about this guy, in my humble opinion. He's from across the pond. He's a Republican and supposedly embraces conservative principles, although it's hard to know what that means in his situation. I'm not here to trash him. James Edwards of the Political Cesspool on Liberty News Radio interviewed him. But the guy runs around and promotes the idea that he's a gay man.
Yep.
And he calls himself the, quote, dangerous faggot, is what he calls himself. Now, I'm not even comfortable with that at all. Anyway, and he promotes the fact that he's gay big time. And that I see as a problem. And we can just politely disagree.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the reason that I bring it up is because he wrote a book. And it turns out that now Milo's book surges to number 2 on Amazon thanks to liberal backlash, writes Chuck Ross. And Milo responds and says this: this book is a hit because they, meaning the liberal press, made it one, Kurt. I think Yiannopoulos is right about that. I think he wrote a book, and if the media would just leave it alone, nobody would know about it. But they railed against him so bad on so many issues that they made his book a bestseller. I find that fascinating. And I think that the reason they want to promote Milo Yiannopoulos is because, Kurt, if they have a family man that's true to principle, such as you, just say, you know, you've been married to your same one wife for what? How long? 36 years? 34 years?
Well, this will be the 36th year.
All right. So 36 years. And you've got 11 children. How many grandchildren, Kurt?
We are at 19. We're working on 20 right
Good.
Now.
Good. So 20 grandchildren. You know, Kurt's not old enough for great-grandchildren yet. But what a blessing and what an example of a husband and wife that are true to one another, that work out their differences and difficulties, that go through life's thick and thin, the good times, the bad times, grateful for the train ride, you know, delighted in the vistas, concerned about the trouble, but just, you know what, turn to one another and work together and turn to their God. And what an example and a blessing. And so, Kurt, someone like you advocating for the conservative side, they don't want, because you're so true to form that, well, people might actually think, you know what, I would like to have a family and a life and a circumstance like that. Because people naturally gravitate towards the right and the good and the moral and all those things. And so you're a bad spokesman if they want to destroy the narrative of what you stand for, Kurt. Because there's no way to destroy that. You live what you preach. You do so in public and private. I know this is a little embarrassing for you, but there's a lot of us who do this. But when you talk about Milo Yiannopoulos, then you've got a guy that runs around and refers to himself as the dangerous faggot, a guy that literally taunts the media at every turn in a very hostile, very, in my opinion, salacious or over-the-top or sexually suggestive way, a guy who literally, and I don't even want to go into the details of his life because it even gets more and more off the rails, in my opinion. But a guy who acts like he's a conservative or whatever, I don't really get all that. But they love to promote this guy, Kurt, and make him number one because they can kind of destroy the conservative narrative by promoting him, because it's too easy to see the inconsistencies of what he claims and what his beliefs are, etc. But he's right when he says they made his book number one, Kurt, and it's the same thing. The mainstream press elected Donald Trump to a great degree, too. Now, they claim that's not their agenda, and it may or may not be. But all I'm telling you is it's very interesting. Now, the other point in this big, long series of articles, Simon-Schuster going ballistic, companies that deal with the publisher saying we're never going to look at any of your books now because you're hanging out with this misogynist, this racist, this thug, this enemy, this supremacist. And Milo Yiannopoulos also blasted those accusing him of being a white supremacist. He says, when you waste that term, white supremacist and anti-Semite, on people like me, who obviously aren't any of those things, then you leave yourself nothing left to actually call the bad guys. Curdy's right again. So this is what I mean by this guy's a strange character. It's not somebody that I would put my faith or support in, per se. But I'm also not going to trash the guy. He's right on the points. I just don't believe in his lifestyle. And I don't believe in the way he promotes his immorality. But, he's right when he says the mainstream press made his book number two as a bestseller. The mainstream press made him into a pop icon, if you will. or a freedom fighter, or whatever term you want to use. But they love it because it destroys the narrative of somebody who truly stands for their principles. But then he's also right when he says, look, when they call him a white supremacist, a racist, a bigot, a Nazi, this, all they're doing is lying, because he is none of those things. But you leave yourself with nothing to call the bad guys when you do that. That's what Yiannopoulos wrote or whatever. Any thoughts on that, Kurt?
Well, he's, you know, I mean, it's like Zig Ziglar would say, you can even find a good biscuit in a garbage can, but it's not really the place to look for it. You know, the guy has, you know, some good things that he does, but the reason the media covers him is exactly what you said. They can use him to pull down, you know, our real agenda, and you know, that's what I see happening here.
Yes. Anyway, it's very weird. I'm not here to attack Milo, but I am here to make it very clear. Just because I point out a couple of things that he's right on, that doesn't mean in any way, Kurt, that I endorse this guy.
Good point.
I'm disappointed that he does it, but I'm sure he's doing it for fame and fortune, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I think it's disappointing personally. However, it does dovetail into the next story quite well, Kurt. Headline, transgender boy is told to leave the Cub Scouts. Daniel Victor wrote the story. Are you up on this one?
Yeah. You know, and it's you know, it's just one more of those things where the media takes this, if it bleeds, it leads kind of idea, or, you know, crazy, out of control. How many Cub Scouts are there, Sam? And then they find one that says, you know, that she was a girl, now she's a boy, you know, and now the Cub Scouts are saying you can't be part of it. It's just, you know, the whole thing is up is down, down is up. You know, good is called evil, evil is called good.
Yeah, now here's the interesting thing. The story goes on and says, in 2013, the Boy Scouts of America ended its ban on openly gay youths participating in its activities. 2 years later, meaning in 2015 now, the organization ended its ban on openly gay leaders as well, Kurt. Did you know that?
You know, the whole thing is just, it's just a mess, Sam, you know.
It is. Now, the bottom line with this thing, though, is, again, this is the same story as kind of the Milo Yiannopoulos idea, is that they love to promote this because it trashes everything we hold dear, Kurt. The Boy Scouts and their Scout Oath talks about remaining morally straight, Kurt.
Yep.
And this mocks at that. So they love to promote these stories. And the Boy Scouts is just trying to do their very best to exist and not become extinct over this hostile agenda of the gay and lesbian efforts. Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
The Chinese, who despite an ailing economy still have substantial cash reserves, have dedicated a huge portion of their government spending toward rapid development and expansion of their military strength, reports longtime Asian defense analyst Bill Gertz in the Asian Times. As the year ended, China conducted a flight test of a new missile known as the Dongning-3, that the Pentagon believes is a missile designed to hit U.S. satellites in space in a crippling attack in the early phases of a conflict that would limit American military forces from navigating forces, pinpointing targets, and gathering intelligence. 2016 was also a year in which the PLA, or People's Liberation Army, began deploying multiple warhead weapons, Gertz continues. China's most potent intercontinental ballistic missile, the new DF-41, was flight-tested in December 2015 and confirmed by the Chinese Defense Ministry. This new longer-range intercontinental ballistic missile, with the ability to carry multiple independent nuclear warheads, represents a quantum increase in strategic nuclear lethality, warns Gertz. Meanwhile, in the Pacific, the Chinese have stepped up the pace on their lone aircraft carrier, the Liaoning, to make it combat-ready much faster than the typical 3 to 5 years needed to train a carrier force. Surrounded by much smaller and weaker countries, this rapid expansion of military muscle by China is a dangerous sign that Beijing likely has offensive plans in the future, predict several military analysts. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For libertynewsdaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. Sam and Kurt, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. So sadly, the Boy Scouts has caved. And I knew they caved on letting gay children or boys be in the Boy Scouts. And the thought was, well, hey, maybe it'll help them, you know, live straight lives and help them change. But then they let, 2 years later, adult openly gay leaders be in the Boy Scouts. I didn't know that happened, Kurt. Did you?
I was unaware of that, Sam. Yeah.
So anyway, it's tragic. Our prayers are with the Boy Scouts. I'm not here to apologize for the Boy Scouts, but I will say this. They're doing their very best in a very hostile environment that if they're not careful, Kurt, they'll completely become extinct. Because yeah. The Americans that are conservative, that really believe in morals, don't stand up. That's part of the reason. Part of the other reason is we still let the mainstream press make the rules. So let me give you an example.
Exactly right.
Milo Yiannopoulos becomes a rock star, Kurt.
Yep.
Okay, but Kurt Cosby, who truly is a moral, principled Christian, family man of the highest order, hey, they just tell you he's a racist, belligerent bigot, he's out of control, and he's, you know, nobody. Now, I appreciate Kurt's life and the example that he sets, and all of you who are in the same boat. Okay? The liberal press made Yiannopoulos' book a hit. He's right. And they also, by calling every one of us racist for no good legitimate reason, then they don't leave anything left to call the bad guys, Kurt. Yiannopoulos is right on that, even though we disagree with his lifestyle. All right, Kurt. I've been getting a hold of my friends over there at Family Research Council. And my friends over at Liberty Council. You remember Liberty Council, right, Kurt?
Matt Staver?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they have a headline on their website that says this, quote, "Help us fight for Roy Moore and others whose faith is coming under attack by radical groups." LibertyCouncilLC.org. "We simply cannot sit by silently as politically motivated officials and radical organizations abuse the legal system and punish those who stand for biblical morals and the rule of law," Kurt. And I'm telling you, I couldn't have wrote that better myself. Good for them. By the way, we're going to have somebody on from the Liberty Council here in a couple of weeks, Kurt, on the 13th, I think, Friday the 13th. But I bring this all up because we got to stand with people like this, Kurt. They're doing a tremendous job. And we're going to be at the inauguration of Donald Trump, and us and the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and the Family Research Council and Liberty Council and a variety of people are getting together for a prayer event and a whole lot more, Kurt. So there's some good stuff coming up. But I bring this all up to tell you that we need to have New Year's resolutions. We need to have goals. And our goal here at Liberty Roundtable Live and LibertyNewsRadio.com, the nationally syndicated radio network with a variety of constitutional and moral radio talk shows, our goals, Kurt, are to make sure that faith and freedom are alive and well in 2017. We want to make sure that we stand for biblical values and for the rule of law. We want to help fight for Judge Roy Moore and others who are doing that, Kurt. And we need to make sure that we own the media. We make the rules. We need to make sure that the silent majority doesn't just sit back and let Milo Yiannopoulos become a rock star. Whereas, say, a Sam Bushman, a Kurt Cosby, a James Edwards, several other people on this radio network, we're just ignored. Because the mainstream press, if they tout us, Kurt, will find out that we're true to form in our beliefs, public and private, that we believe in what we say, that we do the best we can. We're not perfect, but we're true to the message that we tell. Milo's, in my opinion, contradictions are so great that it's hard to see through to the good that he may be doing. He's not the spokesman I would select, Kurt, by any means. But he's right on several points. I bring it all up, though, because we've really got to make sure in 2017 we stand up. All right, Kurt, two things I want to discuss with the remainder of the program. Number one, a look back at 2016, maybe some of the highlight moments for Liberty Roundtable Live, for Sam and Kurt and our families, for, you know, Liberty News Radio, for whatever. And then secondarily, I want to look forward to 2017. Do you have some New Year's resolutions? Do you have some recommendations from New Year's for people and those kind of things? What do you see going forward in the next year that'll be valuable, etc.? What are your hopes and fears and all that kind of stuff? First off, a look back. Kurt, 2016, what were the highlight moments for you? Anything?
You know, I got to say that our visit to the Republican National Convention and broadcasting there was, probably the highlight of the year. When we're talking about the broadcast, it was nice to, I guess you could say, see the different things. See up close and personal a little bit more about the way the big boys do things, that kind of stuff. See how the new media is taking center stage, as you say quite often, Sam, participate in it. There were highs and lows even for that trip, but it was interesting to see that Great Lakes area, I enjoyed some of the historical stuff. Our church historical sites are there close by. When it comes to the high points for our broadcast, that's probably would be mine.
What are you saying? In our private lives, we do God, family, and country just like we talk about? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and so there's some high points in that part, my private lights would be have a lot to do with the new grandchild and more grandchildren time, family time, stuff like that, reunions and things like that,
Yeah.
That's
anyway, I bring that up because I really agree with Kurt that the Republican convention was one of our highlights. And a lot of the hard-hitting news programs and news commentators and hosts, I've talked to them privately about this, and I told everybody we were going to the Republican National Convention. And their response is, why would you do such a thing? You know that Washington can't make any difference. You know that those people are our enemies, right? And I don't really see it that way, Kurt. I don't agree with that view. Because what they've done is, it's kind of like the libertarians. They've checked out of the voting process almost, to the point where we're not going to work with these guys in any way because they're too evil, they're too bad. And what that narrative means, that there's no seat for us at the table, that there's no influence we can wield to encourage people to our way of thinking. I reject that whole notion. I also know that I can't criticize the system if I'm not willing to be involved in it, wrestle with the hog, so to speak, or whatever you want to say. I need to be up and close and in it in a way to help. Now, I'm not a Republican by voter rolls or whatever you want to say, by party affiliation, but I do want to work with them. I want to work with the Democrats. We could not afford to go to the Democratic National Convention, or we would have been there too. But we got some support, and it was a blessing to be there, and we really learned a lot about the inside, the inner workings of the big boys. We had a lot of influence that I believe were good. We, between us and James Edwards, we probably conducted 40-plus interviews that were incredible. Milo Yiannopoulos was only one of them. But there was a lot of good interviews. We interviewed Governor Gary Herbert of the state of Utah. We talked to the Attorney General of Utah, Sean Reyes. We talked to several congressmen and senators. I mean, it was really great interviews and great time. We did a lot of good. And all I'm telling you is we've really got to understand that if we want to make a difference, if we want to have our influence felt, we've got to be involved there. And ladies and gentlemen, we need your help and your support. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, and LibertyNewsRadio.com. We need your funding and your support, because this stuff doesn't happen by magic. And Kurt and I fund a lot of it ourselves. We get a little bit of help from some people. We're grateful for that. But we can only do so much. Well, one of our big goals for 2017 is to grow. It's going to start out with our attendance of the Republican presidential inauguration of Donald Trump. We'll be there. We'll cover it live just for you. We'll also report on Joyce Riley's The Power Hour just for you. And that's what we're doing with your money, folks. We're growing our influence to promote the principles of God, family, and country. We're doing our very best to promote the protection of life, liberty, and property. We're doing our best to make the rules by making the new media take center stage. We're doing everything that we can, and we're grateful for all that you guys have done, meaning our audience, our family out there, that has done to help us in that quest. We're so grateful for you and for your efforts. It's not just us. We're just the spokesman. But it's kind of like the quarterback on the football team. Oftentimes, he gets too much credit. So we, the talk show hosts, the voice, if you will, oftentimes get too much undeserved credit. It's all of you that are making what we do possible, and we're so grateful for you and appreciative. But I bring that up because one of our highlights of broadcasting was that. Another one of our highlights of broadcasting was our up front, up close event starting out on January the 2nd. Literally a year ago today, Kurt, where were we? We'll talk about that coming back. What did we do? And what did we do for a good part of the year? We'll talk about that. Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite talk station.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt talking about the year in review, if you will. We'll finish up with resolutions and ideas for the new year, hopes and expectations, etc. But at the start of last year, 2016, January the 2nd, Sam and Kurt donned our coats and busted out in Oregon. And we participated in a rally with Ammon Bundy. We were there live. We were at the front of the crowd. We literally loved and kissed the Hammonds and told them we appreciate them and we'll do everything we can to get them out of jail. We've done that to the best of our ability. No success yet, tragically. Nevertheless, we were at that peaceful rally, and then Ammon Bundy and crew went into the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. I was personally asked by Ammon Bundy to go in and broadcast live from there and become the media spokesman for the group. I refused to do so. Kurt Cosby was with me. Richard Mack was asked to go in and have the CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, join him and endorse their quest. Richard Mack refused to do so. We got word that they were there. We thought they were having a barbecue. He asked us to come out and be at the refuge with them. We started to go out that way. I got a bad feeling, said we need to leave, folks. We don't have time for this. We got to turn around. We did. Then the plans were divulged to us of what they were really doing. We rejected those plans, spent the next several hours trying to talk Ammon out of those plans, absolutely freaking out for what they had done. We completely reject those efforts. We were driving back home from that event later Saturday. It was a Saturday, I think, Kurt. And we literally,
that's correct.
We literally broadcasted live from the road on James Edwards' program and broke the story way before the mainstream press did. We had the inside scoop on
hanging out at Walmart while we got some tires on.
Good and, work. That's right. Anyway, it's crazy what we did. But the point is, we supported the peaceful rally. We support the cause of Ammon Bundy. We support the points of constitutionality and checks and balances and the proper role of limited government and that there's really a struggle for redress of grievance in America today. We agree with Ammon on that. We think the actions taken were wrong. We issued a press release against it. At the same time, we were the premier coverage of those events, Kurt, all year long. We had more of an inside scoop than anybody. We had Ammon on the air from inside the refuge. We interviewed several different people that were involved, Ryan Bundy, Ammon Bundy, several people. And we had the premier inside scoop and coverage on that all year long, including we got reports from the attorney, or one of the attorneys, I should say, that literally cleared Ammon Bundy and crew. They literally cleared. No wrongdoing on their part. In fact, the government was promoting agent provocateurs and doing their very best to escalate this to the next level. We caught them at that. We reported it all. We got that done. And I'm really glad we did. The attorney was reporting the details to us. We reported them on the air. We had the most inside premier scoop on those stories, Kurt, more so than anybody else in the world. Really. I don't say that to brag. I tell you that Liberty News Daily, Liberty News Radio, Liberty Roundtable, doing this on a very thin dime, folks. We don't hardly have any money. It's like the Widow's Mite Radio Network almost. But anyway, that was one of the incredible highlights of the coverage, the fairness that we provided, even if we disagreed with Ammon's actions. We're grateful to see their names cleared, and we agree with the general principle that government's out of control. Government played the provocateur there. Government doing its very best to make that into a big scene. And a man's dead because government's violent and out of control. Understand, they tell you how dangerous and violent Ammon and those guys are. But Ammon and crew didn't do anything that caused any violence or harmed anyone. The only dead people are because of government violence. What a tragic situation. And our prayers are with those folks. Our prayers are truly with those who still have a trial ahead of them. And we need to hold government provocateurs and agents of violence and action. We need to hold them accountable, for sure. All right, I also want to look back and say we interviewed Donald Trump Jr. We interviewed Eric Trump. They were great interviews. We literally interviewed so many Trump insiders, so many Trump surrogates, so many Trump staff members and support members. It'll rock your world if you really total them all up, way more than 20. Just a year in top dollar interviews. A year in some of the best guests that tap into the Trump then candidacy. Hopefully we'll be able to carry that forward into the administration. Time will tell, but we had some of the most salient, appropriate, valuable interviews, and all they did for it was call us racists. All they did for it was say that we're somehow enemies of the, you know, country, and all they did was trash our name. But we, in true fashion of honesty in the media, held all kinds of organizations accountable. Literally got Politico and the New York Times and many others to retract their false statements about us. That, in my humble opinion, is some of the greatest highlights of the year because we really set the narrative for hard-hitting news, but yet appropriate, fair, honest coverage, and doing so in a meaningful way. Doing so in a way that really set the standard in news reporting. And when the mainstream press got it wrong and lied about us, we forced them to account. Forced them to print retractions. That's a huge feather in our cap and a huge credibility crisis for them. So we are taking center stage. We are challenging their gatekeeping status at every turn. We're adding talk shows. We've cranked up LibertyNewsDaily.com, one of the best, most premier news services on the internet today. That was started in 2016. We're about bigger and better things all the time. We look forward to 2017. We have hopes for the future and in the new year. We have resolutions. We have hopes. We have dreams. Anything you want to see us accomplish this year, Kurt? How can we take it to the next level, huh?
You know, basically, when it comes right down to us, ladies and gentlemen, we need your support. I'm working on a number of ways, or I should say we're working on a number of ways to encourage that. We want to unite so many of our friends from so many organizations that we, I mean, if you or I, let's just imagine, Sam, for a second, if we both had, you know, somebody that just handed over, say, $10 million, you know, we would do all we could to promote so many things, like, for example, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, like Gun Owners of America, like, you know, and you could just go on and on and on. And because we'd wish that they'd have full funding to do all that they wanted, because we've watched them do good works. And of course, that's why we set up the Give Me Liberty Fund with the board of directors as we have it, that kind of thing. And we've got the basic groundwork. Now we simply need the funding to do the things we'd like to do. I was going to say to buy as many senators as necessary, but what I mean is, you know, to encourage good people, like, for example, Scott Bradley. You know, I mean, with the right amount of funding, You know, he could have been a senator.
Amen.
He could be a senator. You know, and that kind of thing. Yeah. And so there are things that we hope to put in place. You know, if you've got suggestions or recommendations, we certainly welcome them. You know, we do call on you to join us with all you can. Join the Widow's Mite radio network and support us. And we promise to do all we can with the funding we receive in the promotion of God, family, and country.
And ladies and gentlemen, let's make this very clear. The funds that we use for LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyRoundtable.com, all that we do, we pledge to you that those are sacred funds. And we will use them as carefully and as responsibly as we possibly can to ensure the growth of what we do. That's the promotion of God, family, and country, and the protection of life, liberty, and property. We're going to be absolutely unapologetic. No surrender, no retreat in those values and that agenda. And we absolutely would love and need your support. We'll use every penny of it to grow what we're doing. We'll start it off with attending the Republican inauguration for Donald Trump in January. We've already got some funding for that. We obviously could use a little bit more. It's expensive to go and do those things. We've got a lot of work for the CSPOA going on. The T3 training is happening. CSPOA.org/T3. That's Tango 3 if you want to learn more about that. Seats are almost gone. We have only about 10 seats left for that whole event outside of Washington, filling the room. We've got a lot going on, and we really need your support and help. And one last point. Donald Trump says we're going to hire American and buy American. We're going to promote a new web store to fund Liberty News Radio. I've even got the name for it, Kurt. And yeah. We're working on the store behind the scenes now. We're going to be cranking that up with all kinds of products. Health products, camping gear, all kinds of phenomenal stuff. The new website, it's not even up yet, though, but I'll tell you, it's going to be called Big River Outpost. And Big River Outpost is going to promote things made in the USA to the best of our ability and promote quality things for you and your family to prepare and a way for you to get quality goods and services and fund the radio at the same time. Instead of just give us money, we're going to give back, and we're going to have a win-win situation for all of us. We love your support. Happy New Year. This nation shall endure.